This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show on this Friday, September 18th, 2015. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to be joined by Alex Jones in the next segment. He's going to give you an update on the money bomb. I can tell you that we sincerely appreciate all the support that you've given us over the last couple of days. I hesitate for a moment to give a date, as it seems like all the days are running together for all of us here. The crew, especially in the back, has been working 24/7 to get this done. Those of us who are here on the air have put in a lot of hours, but especially the crew in the back. They've been working around the clock. So we appreciate their hard work, and we appreciate you standing with us. And we're going to give you an update on that with Alex Jones when we come back from the break. Of course, we're also going to have Paul Joseph Watson joining us today. He's going to talk about a story that we have up on Infowars.com. Top Imam, Muslim immigrants should breed with Europeans to, quote, conquer their countries. He says Europeans have lost their fertility. I think it's he's actually kind of right. The question is, why are families so small in Europe? I remember Mark Stein, who's Canadian, pretty much a neocon. I don't agree with him on many issues. But on demographics, he had it right. He wrote a book a few years ago called America Alone. And in that, he talked about the size of families of Europeans versus Muslims versus third world countries. Of course, he chalked it all up to just sociological change. I think that's a big part of it as well. But I think that many people are not looking at the deliberate things that are done to our food and water supply that reduce our fertility. We've talked about that a great deal here at InfoWars. That is certainly a part of the equation that transcends social issues, transcends religion. But we're also going to talk about how the goal of this imam and many people, as we understand, as we look at this massive wave of immigration, we need to understand there's humanitarian crisis. We need to understand the origin of that crisis. That was something just glossed over in the discussion that we have with our political leaders. They're going to talk about the origins of this, how we created this when we decided that we were going to overthrow the Assad regime in Syria. We began the war. We lit the fire. We created the humanitarian crisis. It would have been much larger, much sooner, if we hadn't stood against it. And we thank you for standing with us, for spreading the information as we discovered the sarin false flag attacks, many other things that were done to try to push this war. It isn't that Obama didn't want to prosecute this war. Obama would do anything the military-industrial complex wants him to do. It's one of the ways that he's betrayed his base. One of the things that we look at when we look at this presidential race is we need to understand how, if we get invested personally and a presidential candidate, as we saw with Obama 8 years ago, as we're now seeing with Donald Trump, and we don't vet the person and their policies, that we're going to get something very similar to what we've got with Obama, whether it's a Democrat or a Republican. Thomas Sowell has an editorial. We're going to talk about that today, about now is not the time to get emotionally involved with a man. We need to focus on issues. We need to understand that if we're really going to change these problems, it's an information problem. We have low-information voters who are following the crowd, getting irrationally exuberant, to put it in the phrases of Alan Greenspan, about a particular candidate. We need to grab them by the lapels. We need to show them the documentaries, get them to a different news source, let them see what is going on in reality. And then we need to act on the issues, not coalesce around a man, but coalesce around issues. There's a story we're going to be covering today. Rand Paul asks 100,000 pastors to help mobilize the grassroots to defund Planned Parenthood. Don't cynically just dismiss this as a campaign move. This is something that we really need to see happen, whether it's being led by a political candidate or whether it's being led by other people. We've got Gerald Celente starting Occupy Peace this weekend. We talked to him as part of the Money Bomb. We need to coalesce around the important issues. We need to work at the local level. And to do that, you need information. Stay with us. We're going to be back. We've got a lot of information, a lot of guests. Wayne Madsen is going to be joining us. Paul Joseph Watson is going to be joining us.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
It's now more clear than ever. The globalists have launched a planetary destabilization plan. Here at the InfoWars operation, we hope and pray that this is not the case. But the signs of things deteriorating around the world are unmistakable. For many years, I've been working with My Patriot Supply, and we have now developed a private label called InfoWars Select. Look, it's important to have firearms and water filtration during a collapse, but you've also got to have food. InfoWars Select is a wide variety of their highest quality packages at the lowest price they have ever offered before. It's an introductory offer for only 2 weeks. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com and find out why these meals are the highest quality, longest lasting, easiest to transport food solutions you're going to find anywhere. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com today. Watch the informational videos and check out the wide selection for yourselves. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Jones here with my co-host David Knight, thanking all the info warriors who in the last few days made history by donating to the 2015 Operation Money Bomb War Chest. We have raised close to $1 million. It is absolutely essential to beam via satellite to thousands of UHF, VHF, and cable stations around North America and all the way down into Central America. The world is hungry for the message of liberty. And one of the favorite refrains of our founding fathers was that all that evil men and tyrants seek to flourish is that good men and women do nothing. So we're not claiming that we're going to save the world by doing this, but together, taking action in little ways, small ways, big ways, huge ways, we are going to change the course of history. What the globalists are doing is incredibly unpopular. It's illegal. It's tyrannical. Whether it's harvesting baby parts worldwide and China selling organs, whether it's the forced inoculation agenda planetary-wide, whether it's funding radical Islamic groups to destabilize areas of the world, it's all criminal and it's all run by the same people. So because we've done the research, because we know who the enemy is, it's our responsibility to not just sit here and reach 20, 30 million people a week. So we're launching the first phase of a program to eventually have satellites covering free to air the entire populated world. And we've built the team now with David Knight and the other reporters and anchors and the journalists and the investigative researchers and the writers to really give the globalists a run for their money. We're about to update InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com with new, more modern designs. We're about to launch a lot of new things here. But I just wanted to thank all of you who did donate, who bought the products in the last 2 days, because you've raised almost $1 million. But it's been 3 years since we've had a fundraiser. And I want to actually reach our goal of $1 million. We need to do it to be able to get a couple more reporters, some of the more expensive equipment we need. We've paid for the satellite. We've paid for the closed captioning. We've paid for a lot of the groundwork to get this going. We're already up on the satellite. Affiliates are already tuning in, already signing on right now. So thank God and thank all of you. But now we need to go to that next level to ensure that over the next 12 months we're able to complete this operation. And my plan is to then make it self-sufficient and we'll never have another fundraiser again. We may. It was 3 years since I had another one. We want to, again, not be under the control of sponsors, not be under the control of outside advertisers. We want to be independent, selling high-quality products that you believe in, that you use, that you like. But occasionally, we do come to you to ask us to help bring this operation to the next level. But you've got to feel really good right now knowing that you've done that. And we've pretty much reached our goals. But in the interest of that, we want to extend the sales, massive sales of upwards of 20% off, free shipping, you name it, on hundreds of items at InfoWarsStore.com. You can also call 888-253-3139. We're going to run that through Friday, Saturday, into Sunday at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. David's going to be hosting the Sunday show this weekend. And when it ends, we will have to turn off those specials because we're contractually, through some of these suppliers, unable to continue to offer some of these products at the prices we're offering because it hurts the competition a little too much. So again, I want to thank you all. I want to invite you to double down on this revolution against tyranny, or if you haven't donated, or if you haven't checked out the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, I want to invite you to check it out. David Knight, you've been here 3 years. We don't use teleprompters. We don't script this. I just called you in here 5 minutes ago and said, I want to thank everybody. I want to encourage them to be part of this. This is historic what we're doing. And I wanted you, I'm telling you now, to speak to what it's been like for you being here 3 years and where you see the info war going from this point. Because you didn't win a contest 5 years ago you entered. But out of that, we offered to hire you. You moved your family down here from the Carolinas. And I want you to share your experience, teleprompter free, unscripted, of what it's been like and have a message for folks. But most importantly, I wanted to thank you as representative of the listeners who don't just stand, as I've said, beside us, but at the heart of what we're doing. David Knight was a listener and a family man and a business owner, an engineer. And he pulled up stakes and came down here. And now he's hosting the show. Now he's reaching tens of millions. And so he's a microcosm of what supporting ideas does. Evil's only winning because good men and women haven't got off the bench in the fight. So, David, I want you to close this out, spend a few minutes, but I love you and your family, and I appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's amazing to work with such great people.
Thank you so much. And I can tell you that what I've seen here in this amount of time is how Alex is pouring this back into expanding the information outreach. We're not sitting on a hoard of gold like some kind of a dragon. He is investing this. I've seen massive changes, not only expansion of the number of personnel, but also expansion in the studios that we put there, which is essential for us to be able to reach out to people, to have something that looks professional. People won't tune in and listen to it. If you're trying to reach somebody that's never heard this message before, you've got a lot of obstacles in front of you because they've never heard this kind of information before. They're getting a very different story from the planned information that's coming out of the mainstream media. And so when we hit them with very different information, if we look extremely different, that's very difficult for us to reach them. So we have to have a certain way to present it. We have to have certain ways that we can reach out to people. That's what I've seen Alex doing, is investing in this all out. As I said before, when we saw what happened with Sandy Hook, we knew what was going to be done with this. We knew this was a massive push to take away the Second Amendment. We know how important all of our rights are, but we know that the Second Amendment is guaranteeing these other rights as well. And I remember how it was like this money bomb effort. For a couple of weeks at the very beginning, it was just around the clock pushing back against this. What can we do? How can we expose where they're going with this? What they're doing with this? So we've seen this happen over and over again. It's going to happen again. There's been multiple times since I've been here that we have made a difference. You passing our information along, you being a subscriber to the nightly news when we were fighting against these expansions in the war on Syria, when they had the false flag attacks with the sarin gas, we explained that to people. We were leading the fight and explaining to people what was really going on there. Now it's breaking that our government has been working with Chechen rebels, bringing them in, training them, and injecting them into Syria, going back to 2012. Mainstream media is reporting that now, reporting the fact that we have American troops on the ground in Syria a day after everybody was saying it's so dangerous and provocative that Putin is saying he's going to put Russian troops there. So it's very important. It has real-world consequences for all of us to understand what is behind this, what is happening. That's why it is imperative for all of us to understand what's going on and to warn our neighbors what's going on. There's been so many issues on which InfoWars has been a real game changer, where we've made a real difference with you, with your support. That's why it's vital for you to join with us and support us now. Thank you so much for standing with us. Thank you so much for your support. Let's get that last bit of effort to finish this off. For InfoWars Nightly News and for the Alex Jones Radio Show, I'm David Knight.
Alex Jones started his Access TV show in 1995. In 1996, he parlayed its popularity into a terrestrial radio show. The next year, he launched InfoWars.com, and by 2000, his voice was carried over 120 AM, FM, and shortwave radio stations. In 2007, he launched PrisonPlanet.tv, where he pioneered producing merging video and radio, a practice that is commonplace today. Now, InfoWars.com is the most popular alternative news website in the world. The Alex Jones channel on YouTube has over 1 million subscribers and over 550 million views. He was the first to put his over 20 documentaries on the web for free. The seminal Obama deception has been seen over 14 million times on one YouTube channel. And now Alex Jones wants to launch the InfoWars.com operation into space. Join us in our march toward a peaceful restoration of the Republic by going to InfoWars.com/moneybomb. We are listener, viewer, and reader supported. InfoWars.com/moneybomb.
And again, I'm David Knight, live here on this Friday, September 18th, 2015. As you heard Alex talking, we're very appreciative of the way that you have stood by us. We are extending these specials to help you, to help us. We have extended free shipping through tonight, through midnight tonight. We are going to extend the Money Bomb specials until we hit the $1 million mark. And, of course, we've already sold out of several products. Deep Cleanse, Super Male have sold out. We expect Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine will sell out this weekend. It's currently at 15% off. Check out the specials we've got there. We've got 15% off of Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, Oxy Powder, Secret 12. We have 20% off of Brain Force and Silver Bullet, Colloidal Silver. Also, we have the introductory offers. You can find sales at InfoWarsSelect.com, the emergency survival foods that are there. We're going to be talking to Paul Joseph Watson. We're going to play the video that is embedded in his article of a top imam calling for Muslim immigrants to conquer the European countries. So we're going to play that and tell you what he's saying, and then we're going to have commentary from Paul Joseph Watson about that, about the GOP debate. We're also going to have commentary from Wayne Madsen about the GOP debate. There's a couple of articles that are up on InfoWars.com. Before we go to break, I wanted to just touch on that I think are absolutely amazing. The first one, Scientists asked Obama to prosecute global warming skeptics. Now, this is not the first time we've seen calls for skeptics to be prosecuted. It's heresy, you know. It's heresy if you don't join the Church of Climatology, if you're not a true believer. We had Jake Tapper do a soft sell during the GOP debate. He said, you know, we had Secretary George Shultz talking about insurance on things. And don't you think we ought to just do what everybody says to do and shut down all coal, all energy, just as a kind of an insurance policy? He put that question to Ben Carson, who he identified as a skeptic. He put that to Chris Christie, who identifies himself as a true believer in the Church of Climatology. And then Rand Paul said, wait a minute, you want a skeptic? Throw me in that briar patch. And then Jake Tapper moved on, because we don't want to have a real discussion about that. We just want to send people to jail under the RICO statute. They did it to abortion protesters. It was set up for organized crime. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s, and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold Fish Oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold Fish Oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1499 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1 month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. This is Friday, September 18th, 2015. We have a couple of stories up on Infowars.com. 2,000 migrants arriving in Sweden every day. Will this country turn into an Islamic caliphate? Well, that's what some top imams hope it will happen. We're going to play a video for you in just a moment. I'm going to narrate it. It's in a foreign language. I'm going to narrate to you what he has to say. Of course, Paul Joseph Watson has an article about that. Paul is going to be joining us in the next segment to talk about that, as well as this story. We see all the story about the clock kid. And we have a story up on Infowars.com from Steve Watson. Is this a fake hate scenario? Did they set this whole thing up? Is the clock kid furor all a big setup? The Muslim kid's father is a prominent anti-Islamophobia activist. Police knew there was no danger, but they arrested him anyway. Look. If you take a look at at first it sounds kind of ridiculous, right? We've seen this happening over and over and over again in the schools with guns. We've seen kids, as Leanne McAdoo pointed out the other night during the money bomb, she said, we've seen kids suspended from school because the teacher said, you ate your Pop-Tart into the shape of a gun. Or you drew a gun on a sheet of paper, so we're going to suspend you. This kid created something that looked very much like a suitcase bomb. If you look at the article, you can see the pictures of it. It's a briefcase. It's got electronic components. It's got a circuit board in it. It's got a clock in it, all this kind of stuff. I mean, it looks like the kind of props that they would use in an episode of 24 for a bomb, okay? So this is not drawing a picture of a gun. It's not pointing your finger at somebody and going, pow, pow, like we used to do all the time when I was in school. It's not eating your Pop-Tart into the shape of a gun. And, of course, this guy is an activist about Islamophobia. So he sends his Muslim kid to school with something that looks like a suitcase bomb. And then when they make a big deal out of it, it's like, you're picking on us. But then it gets even more important because now we've got Zuckerberg with Facebook and we've got Obama inviting him to the White House. Did he ever, ever invite any of these kids who were picked on for all these trivial issues in the paranoid schools? Did he ever invite any of them to the White House? Of course he didn't. Of course he didn't. Now, the dad says, Mohammed will not be returning to public school. He says, I want to make sure this never happens again to another child globally. Globally. Globally, yeah. See, they have that agenda. It's a global agenda. It's an Islamic agenda to take over the country. Now, we got a kid in Georgia who comes back and blasts the White House for this. This is a Georgia teen who went to YouTube this weekend, or just this week, I should say, because this is a more recent story than that. And blasts Obama for this. This kid's a conservative. He's done other videos. This particular video has hit over 330,000 views at this point in time. And, of course, he says, why are you doing this? And, of course, there's a lot more to it than just Obama trying to kowtow to Muslims. It's interesting that in a question-and-answer session in a public event, Trump has been excoriated because a guy stood up and says, hey, we've got Obama, who's a Muslim, he's not even a citizen, and I want to ask you about these camps that are being built everywhere. And everybody says, wait a minute. Donald Trump should have dressed that guy down. The Daily Mail says there's outrage as Donald Trump fails to correct an ignorant supporter who stood up and said, Obama's a Muslim, not even American. And Obama, they said, John McCain did that back in 2008. Trump said the real issue is Obama's war on Christians, and that is true. That is true. He said that in response to that. He didn't apologize. Listen, if you want to know about Obama's background, you need to take a look at the movie that came out a couple of years ago called The Act of Killing. It's kind of a quasi-art film, quasi-documentary, quasi-acting this out. They talked to some guys who were part of the death squads of the Indonesian government that was allied with the CIA. It was essentially a marriage that mirrored the family that Obama grew up in. His dad was part of this ruthless regime that the CIA supported there and continues to support for decades. This continues to remain there. These guys were talking about how they brought people in and executed them. Cold-hearted killers bragging about it. At first they went in and they started talking to some villagers and they started getting some pushback from the government there. But then they found some of the guys who had actually done the killing were more than happy to talk about it. They're more than happy to call themselves gangsters. You have to understand that Obama grew up in this country with somebody who was part of that ruthless regime. Somebody who was, his mother was part of the CIA family. Her parents were CIA. She was hanging out in the place where the CIA people always hang out in these foreign countries. That's the environment where he grew up in. He went to school in a madrasa. He grew up in that country. You want to talk about anchor babies? Talk about anchor presidents. Talk about Manchurian candidates. Regardless of what his technically legal situation is, that was the environment he grew up in. That's why he's hostile to America. That's why he's hostile to Christianity. That's why he's hostile to our Constitution. He despises this country. We've got another article about how he wants to make it possible for illegal to vote.
The Empire's
will be right
on
back.
The run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
It's now more clear than ever. The globalists have launched a planetary destabilization plan. Here at the InfoWars operation, we hope and pray that this is not the case. But the signs of things deteriorating around the world are unmistakable. For many years, I've been working with My Patriot Supply, and we have now developed a private label called InfoWars Select. Look, it's important to have firearms and water filtration during a collapse, but you've also got to have food. InfoWars Select is a wide variety of their highest quality packages at the lowest price they have ever offered before. It's an introductory offer for only 2 weeks. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com and find out why these meals are the highest quality, longest lasting, easiest to transport food solutions you're going to find anywhere. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com today. Watch the informational videos and check out the wide selection for yourselves. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Friday, September 18th, 2015. I'm David Knight, your host, and like Greg Allman, sometimes I do feel like I'm tied to the whipping post. You're going to feel like it, too, if Obama has his way, because he's got about another year and a half to go. We may be all excited about the GOP debates and think, yeah, we're going to get a new big brother. But you know what? He can do a lot of damage in the next couple of years. A lot of damage has happened in just the last couple of months. In Europe, for example, we have massive waves of immigrants that are coming in. People are trying to deal with that particular problem. They don't even have time, most of them, to really take a close look at the origins of that problem. Of course, there is a massive humanitarian issue there. We can aid people in the country, though. One of the first things we could do to aid them is to stop fomenting the war. You didn't hear any talk during the GOP debate about the confessions of the top ISIS military commander about how he was trained by the U.S. military, how the U.S. military was bringing in Chechen Muslims who had been fighting the Russians, bringing them into Syria 3 years ago. You didn't hear about that, did you? You didn't hear about how we equip, arm, and train these people, how we created this force just like we created Al-Qaeda initially as the Mujahideen. No, this is something that's just organically sprung up, and we have to respond to it. A similar situation, I think, may be happening. There's an article on InfoWars.com from Steve Watson that we just mentioned in the last segment, is this whole thing with the suitcase bomb kid, the clock kid, as they call him. Is that whole thing a setup? Joining us now is Paul Joseph Watson. We want to talk about a video, as well as these other issues, a video that was put out by a top imam, and this is an article by Paul Joseph Watson. Muslim immigrants should breed with Europeans to, quote, conquer their country. Thank you for joining us, Paul Joseph Watson.
Good to be back, David.
Before we talk about this, let's just give people a little bit of a sample of this video. It's up on the article that you put up. It's in a foreign language, so we're going to run this up here, and I'm going to read the subtitles to people. We're going to play a little bit of that so they can get a feel for it, and then we'll read them and talk about some of the what he actually says. So let's run that video, guys. He says the infidels want to torment us. They want us to be humiliated. The Quran says the Jews and the Christians will never be pleased with you, but we will never follow their religion. This dark night will be over. Soon we will trample them underfoot, Allah willing. Germany is not a compassionate country that wishes to absorb refugees from Syria and Iraq and Palestinian refugees in the Levant and elsewhere. You know what? Neither are the Saudi Arabians. He's not going to say that. Europe has become old and decrepit. Now, here's the key part here. They see Europe as old, decrepit. He says they need human reinforcements. No force is more powerful than the human force of us Muslims. Oh, Muslims, the Germans say in their economic reports that they need 50,000 young workers. That's exactly it. Let's go back to Paul Joseph Watson. That's a flavor, Paul, of what he's saying. And, of course, he's making a demographic argument. He's saying that Europe is weak, it's dying. And, you know, quite frankly, that's true if we look at the demographics. As I pointed out earlier, Mark Stein, the Canadian ultra-conservative, had pointed out that birth rates were falling so dramatically in Europe that, for example, the Italians, who used to be have one of the highest birth rates, they now have a birth rate that is so low, it's just barely above one. So that population in Italy, the indigenous Italian population, is being cut in half every generation. Meanwhile, you have third world countries, especially Muslim countries, where they have an average of 5 children per family. If they come in any great numbers, and this was written maybe a decade, 15 years ago, if they come in any great numbers, what he talked about was Europe becoming Eurabia. Your comments, Paul.
Well, this is what the Muslim imam went on to say at the end of this video, which was during a speech at the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem. He said, quote, they wish that we were dead, but they have lost their fertility. He's talking about Europe. So they look for fertility in our midst. We will give them fertility. We will breed children with them because we shall conquer their countries. He goes on to say, whether they like it or not, Americans, Italians, Germans, and the French will be forced to take refugees and, quote, we shall soon collect them in the name of the coming caliphate. We will say to you, these are our sons, feed them or send them, or we will send our armies to you. So he said that during a speech, and you made the point. He's basically everything he says is true. This might be incendiary, which it is.
Mm-hmm.
But you mentioned Italy, for example. They had a birth rate of around 2 children per couple back in 1960. Now it's 1.3. Now, if you take that 1.3 figure, over the next 45 years, Italy's native population is going to halve in just 45 years. Similar case with Germany. They're losing 100,000 people annually. So we're being told absolute lies and bunk about this refugee crisis being about, you know, humanitarian, compassionate, you know, all based on feelings. That's why Germany's bringing in 800,000 asylum seekers before the end of the year. As this imam says, that's completely false. They're bringing them in because they need the cheap labor. Because in the West, governments have not incentivized, not encouraged their populations to have children like they have done in the Middle East and other areas. And that's for numerous different reasons. One of the main ones is, as the West has become more secular, children have become increasingly viewed as a burden in the present and not to secure the future of the population of that particular country. So Europe is completely dying out. That's why they need to bring in these hordes of migrants for cheap labor. It has nothing to do, in many cases, with Syrian refugees. Half of the Syrian refugees coming in, well, it's about 50% that are Syrian, but of those 50%, 90% can't even prove that they're Syrian in some areas. So this is being completely exploited by economic migrants to flee to the welfare havens of countries like Sweden and Germany. And according to these Islamic preachers, they're going to do it to conquer the countries. Those are his words, not mine. And in fact, if you go into the Quran, it states, quote, "And whoever emigrates for the cause of Allah will find on the earth many locations and abundance." So there are several sections in the Quran which encourage Muslims to emigrate to other non-Muslim countries as a form of stealth jihad. And we've talked about that in the past. We've covered articles about it. So shocking statements, but he's telling the truth, basically. We're being told that this is all about compassionate humanitarianism when it's not. They're bringing in these huge amounts of refugees, migrants, to fill cheap labor, and it's going to have terrible consequences in terms of social cohesion in Europe, which we're already beginning to see.
Oh, absolutely. You know, you mentioned several different factors there. We've got cheap labor. We've got supporting the welfare state Ponzi scheme. And, of course, there's the divide and conquer aspect of it. The cheap labor and the divide and conquer are the sorts of things that we see. The governments want to divide and conquer to control the people. The corporations want cheap labor. And the people there at the lower level, from those who are at the very top who are pushing for a globalist government, I think those people are looking at it saying, well, you know, if we could keep this welfare state going, because, you know, we need workers at the bottom to support people who are on Social Security, the retirees and that sort of thing. People need to understand that the first place they had Social Security was in Germany, and it was put in by Bismarck. He picked the age of 65 because that was the life expectancy. They didn't expect to pay anybody anything. They wanted you to pay into this Ponzi scheme. And again, it's a Ponzi scheme because you have to keep – it doesn't pay for itself. You have to keep getting more and more people into the scheme to keep it going. That's one of the reasons that they're looking for this and, of course, the cheap labor. But, Paul, when we look at the divide and conquer aspect of this, as these refugees are coming up through Syria, going in through Hungary, if we look at the geography of this – they're coming up through Hungary, the Eastern European countries. Those countries were on the front line of the conflict with Islam hundreds of years ago, 1,000 years ago. They knew what that was like. They've also suffered under the privations of socialism. They're not interested in having this massive influx of people who cannot be assimilated, who they are aware of in their history has been a source of conflict within their countries. That's one of the reasons why they're closing their borders.
Yeah, that's what's happening in the case of Hungary. Of course, the Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban came out a few weeks ago and said, Europe is based on Christian foundations and principles. Moving in potentially millions of people who aren't assimilated, who have a different culture, who follow a different religion, that's going to have a massive impact on social cohesion. He was called xenophobic by the New York Times and others simply for making that point. And as he said, it's also about how these European countries like Hungary are being punished for defying the EU.
Yes.
It's all about centralizing power under the EU to the point where sovereign nations have no control over their own border policies. So whereas countries like the United Kingdom have got opt-outs, others are wedded into this EU superstate bureaucracy where they have to go along with anything that comes out of Germany. So it's a power struggle between these countries who are trying to reclaim some of their sovereignty and the EU, which is forcing them to go along with it. But even now, Germany, of course, they rolled out the red carpet over the first couple of weeks as this migrant crisis, you know, went from being a trickle to a deluge, basically. But even now, Germany's reimposing some of the border controls. And how could they not have known that this is what would happen? You roll out the red carpet, you say, you know, we've got benefits, we've got welfare, we've got housing. There are reports that they're now kicking out elderly homeless people who are being given temporary social housing in Germany, German citizens, to accommodate these migrants. And now Germany suddenly doubles back and says, oh, no, we're going to reimpose some border controls and crack down on this. Well, it's a bit too late now. Hundreds of thousands have got in, more are on their way. And I'm getting emails from people in Germany who live near these migrant centres. We've already talked about before the schools in Germany that are banning girls from wearing shorts so as not to offend Muslim migrants and provoke attacks. Now people who live in what in many cases are just small villages and towns, these aren't major city metropolitan areas, they live near these new migrant camps that have just been constructed to house all these incoming migrants over the past few weeks. And they say that, because bearing in mind these aren't prisons, I mean they're allowed out of these camps, they're saying that hundreds of men are just congregating on street corners because, again, there's no plan to assimilate them. Mm-hmm. They're just being allowed to roam around and congregate, and people are scared. Young girls, their wives, they're scared of going out because there are literally hundreds of men just stood around in certain areas of these villages and towns. There was another guy in Finland who sent me a message, and he basically said, look, they changed a local bar into a migrant camp. There are like 100 men there, because bearing in mind the UN's own figures say that 72% of these migrants are men, only 13% women and 15% children. So this lie that it's all Syrian families is completely bogus. And this Finnish guy just said to me, I have a blonde wife, I have two blonde blue-eyed children, and I have a shotgun. And that's, you know, oh my God, that sounds racist. Look at Sweden, 1,400% increase in rapes since they opened their door to mass immigration.
Yes.
Because, again, there's no assimilation plan. So people are frightened. People are not going out. They don't dare to go near these migrant centers. You know, schools in Germany are now saying don't offend the migrants or provoke attacks. We had an incident in Berlin yesterday where a jihadist tried to stab a policewoman. They had to shoot him. So people are frightened and people are gearing up, because you can't just flood small villages full of hundreds of men from a completely different culture and not have problems. I mean, that's completely naive to suggest that.
Exactly. They're standing around. They don't have anything to do. I think there's a lot of things that we can see in this, Paul, in terms of microcosm and in terms of how quickly this thing has gotten out of control, that have parallels for Americans here in this country with our open borders. We've been talking about this. Things have been accelerating for us here in America, but we see with this rapid movement throughout Europe, we can see what is happening there. You talked about incentives, and we talk about building a wall here. The Republicans are talking about doing that. I think it's very telling for people to take a look at what happened in Hungary, where they put up razor wire. They're shooting water cannons at these people, tear gas. Nevertheless, they came through the razor wire as these people were fighting them. If you give people an incentive, whether it is destroying their home country and then offering them these incentives of the welfare state, that's what's going on right now. We see that in spades in Europe. But essentially, that's what's going on in Central and South America as well. We've got a war going on there, the drug war, that has killed more people than have died in Afghanistan. It's a slower simmering war that's been going on for a long time, but we're destroying their countries nevertheless. And then at the same time, we offer them the incentives, these incentives of a welfare state, of a free college, essentially getting a in-state tuition. Anywhere you want to go is an illegal. And of course, American citizens don't get that kind of discretion where they go to school. And they're telling us here, just like they're telling the people in Europe, these are all children. And they're not children if they can get through this this multi-thousand-mile journey. They're being escorted by people, perhaps traffickers. But the definition of children that Obama has put out there is people up to the age of 31. Those are the dreamers' age. So this is all predicated on a lie. But we have to understand that we cannot interdict with force when we create a war of destruction in their countries, where we deliberately destroy their countries and then offer them incentives to immigrate into the West.
No, and this is a point that we've touched upon many times, and it's still absent from the mainstream media narrative, which is don't destabilize secular governments in the Middle East and put jihadists into power. Mm-hmm. It's very simple, and yet they keep doing it over and over again. And many of these Syrian refugees, at least the legitimate ones, want to return to Syria. They don't want to stay in Europe because they had a relatively high standard of living in Syria. So, yeah, cut it off at its source. Don't give bombs and weapons to jihadists. Invest in these countries, keep them stable, and improve their quality of life. And then we wouldn't have a migrant crisis in the first place.
Let me ask you about another article that's up on Infowars.com to comment on this. This, of course, is your brother's article questioning whether or not the Clock Kid was a setup from the very beginning. His father is an Islamophobic activist. He's an activist to counter Islamophobia. He says, I want to make sure that this type of thing is shut down globally. And so we've got Obama inviting him into the White House because he made a clock that looked very much like a suitcase bomb. Your comments, Paul?
Well, this is one of those social justice warrior issues that they've all seized upon. And first of all, why, you know, reward him for this clock but with an invitation to the White House? It doesn't even look like a clock.
No.
If I bought that in a store and they said it was a clock, I'd take it back. I mean, it's not a clock at all.
As I said before, it looks like a prop from 24, you know, the anti-terrorism.
Yeah, it looks like a cheap, like, suitcase bomb. I'm sorry, but it does. So now there are questions about, was it all a setup? Because his dad is this Islamophobic activist. The point I made was the kid who chewed out a Pop-Tart into the shape of a gun, he didn't get an invite to the White House. People suspended for wearing American flag T-shirts, they don't get invitations
That's
to
right.
the White House.
Hang on there, Paul. We've got to take a break. We'll be right back with Paul Joseph Watson. Stay with us.
Ready Supply Foods sells more food for your money than any other company, and we can prove it. We've gathered nutritional facts from our competitors' own websites and divided them by price to show you how much they sell per dollar. In an emergency, calories mean survival. Ready Supply Foods sells 245 calories per dollar, where the others average only 155. That's 58% more for your money. We're the new leader in value and quality. See the comparisons at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's EATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to DollarDanger.com. Again, that's DollarDanger.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're talking to Paul Joseph Watson in the UK. We've been talking about his articles at Infowars.com, a top imam, saying Muslim migrants should breed with Europeans to conquer their countries. And, of course, he correctly points out that the Europeans, and I would say also to a lesser degree, but certainly it's still there, Americans have lost their fertility. We've seen many people argue that there's a sociological charge to it, a part to that, that's all that it is. I think that is a part of it. I don't think that's all there is to it, Paul. I think that it's also what they're putting in our food and our water as well. What do you think?
Well, from what I can recall writing about this in the past, the figures are crazy. It's something like a 14% decline in sperm count in men in certain European countries since the late 80s. So it's been going on for, you know, 20 plus years. And there could be medical causes for that.
Yeah, it's a full out assault, I think. It's not only sociological, but I think it's actually physiological in terms of that. And we've mentioned many times, when they put fluoride, when they put other things in our food, it's deliberate that they put this stuff in there.
Yeah, so we've seen declining sperm counts for at least two decades now. And then you add in the sociological aspect where children are increasingly seen as a financial burden. They're not seen as providing joy and happiness and stability and securing the future, not only of your family, your lineage, but the population of your country. As we've become more decadent and more nihilistic in the West, not just because of secularism, but just generally, you know, people are having kids later and later. People used to have kids in their early 20s, you know, 25, 30 years ago. They're waiting longer and longer and having less kids.
Yeah.
And people are dying out. Europe's dying out. Italy is a 1.3 level. The replacement rate is 2.1. We're nowhere near that in most European countries. So we're dying out, and they're bringing in masses of illegal immigrants to try and get cheap labor. They're doing it for other reasons. Another story that I've got coming up is people smugglers in these Middle Eastern countries are targeting would-be economic migrants, not refugees from Syria, migrants from surrounding countries, with information websites that promise them, quote, free blonde Swedish girls and taxpayer-funded luxury treatment if they pay these people smugglers to help them reach Scandinavia. So I'm guessing a lot of those, quote, free blonde Swedish girls won't be consensual given Sweden's 1,400% rise in rapes since the 70s, since they had mass immigration. Mm. And again, that's not a racist fact. It's an actual fact that 73% or more of these culprits are listed as, quote, foreigners and immigrants, even though, you know, less than 10% of the population in Sweden is immigrants. So they've got a massive problem with Muslim rape gangs. We had it in Britain with the Rotherham rape gang, which was covered up by the government because they said it was politically incorrect to try and go after these rape gangs that were grooming young girls up in the northern English town of Rotherham, where I used to live. So we've got a huge problem with this, and it's only going to get worse now that they're bringing in potentially millions of Muslim migrants over the next 10, 20 years.
Absolutely. Of course, if you point out a statistical fact showing the explosion in rapes in Sweden with massive immigration, they push back and say you're xenophobic, you're racist, and I think that's a big part of what's going on with this clock situation. I think this clock kid, quite frankly, Paul, is the Tawana Brawley of Islam. We all remember that she's the person that Al Sharpton used to make himself a celebrity. Now Obama is doing the same thing, of course, Mark Zuckerberg as well. Thank you for joining us, Paul Joseph Watson. Stay with us. We're going to have Wayne Madsen joining us in the next hour. We're going to have news at the top of the hour in just one moment. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's now more clear than ever. The globalists have launched a planetary destabilization plan. Here at the InfoWars operation, we hope and pray that this is not the case. But the signs of things deteriorating around the world are unmistakable. For many years, I've been working with My Patriot Supply, and we have now developed a private label called InfoWars Select. Look, it's important to have firearms and water filtration during a collapse, but you've also got to have food. InfoWars Select is a wide variety of their highest quality packages at the lowest price they have ever offered before. It's an introductory offer for only 2 weeks. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com and find out why these meals are the highest quality, longest lasting, easiest to transport food solutions you're going to find anywhere. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com today, watch the informational videos, and check out the wide selection for yourselves. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.